was required. They would go through the motions and play the game. Yet again. Deems ran his hand over his almost bald head and cleared his throat politely. "Yes, Senator Bemis," he said. "Dr. Deems, we do appreciate your attendance here today. I remind the committee that Dr. Deems is currently conducting a mission and has graciously consented to appear here today, even though his project is at a critical point. Could you tell us, please, just what is happening now?" "Certainly. The current data indicate that the Venus Geologic Exploration Module, which we are calling Diamond 1, has separated from its orbiter and is descending into the atmosphere of the planet Venus. If all goes well, it should be landing in a few minutes."
"That's good news, I'm sure," Bemis replied. "I have always strongly supported the space program, particularly the robotic projects, and I believe Dr. Deems's Venus probe exemplifies our ingenuity and expertise. I feel that we can be justly proud of this man and his accomplishments, and rest assured that his endeavors will be in the best interests to our nation and to science. Good luck to you, Dr. Deems. I hope that we can move swiftly here so you can return to your work."
"Thank you, Senator." Deems took a sip from a warm, nearly empty bottle of water.
"Mr. Chairman, I have a few questions,"
came a nasal, whiny voice. The chair recognizes our distinguished colleague from New York.
"Thank you."
Senator Aubrey Dilson carefully flipped through several pages of the report before her.
"As you know, Dr. Deems, we are here today to discuss the budgetary requirements of your project for the coming fiscal year. It seems to me that your program has been very expensive, with what I would only call unremarkable results. I have gone on record opposing this questionable effort from the beginning, as you well know. Perhaps you could try once more to clarify your intentions and justify these extravagant expenditures."
She had an irritating habit of peering over her reading glasses and narrowing her eyes in a casual yet condescending affectation every time she spoke. Deems knew that she was one of those politicians opposed to space exploration, and had always had been so, being habitually short-sighted in technology and forever bound with voter-pleasing social programs. He would answer the familiar questions patiently, he hoped.
"Of course," he said.
He folded his hands on the table before him and addressed the panel. "I would be glad to explain. The Venus GEM project has two objectives. First, we want to make a detailed geologic analysis to assay the subsurface mineral composition of Venus. This could only be done by drilling into the planet's surface. The second objective is to demonstrate the viability of new drilling technology."
"That is all very interesting, I'm sure," said Dilson. "But why not test your drilling equipment right here on Earth, rather than shooting it off to Venus? I thought you scientists checked out everything 6 ways to Wednesday before you considered launching. Why do you need all these funds to do on Venus what you could be doing here on Earth?"
Deems continued. Although he knew critics such as Dilson were seldom dissuaded and her mindset precluded her understanding of all their previous briefings. "We have to go beneath the surface of Venus because the atmosphere is highly corrosive, with high temperatures and high pressures. Experience with previous probes has shown that these conditions not only impede investigation, but shorten the operating life of a probe considerably. Consequently, we felt that a machine that was expressly designed to work beneath the surface would be more successful."
"That would seem to me to be even more difficult."
"Not if we have the right machine, Senator. We would operate it much as a submarine, if you will. Although surface conditions can be rough, the machine operates beneath the surface, where the environment is actually more stable and therefore manageable. We checked out our probe's systems thoroughly, but frankly, our budget would not allow us to do extensive field tests. However, we do have high confidence in our computer simulations."
"Be that as it may, you have yet to provide us with anything more tangible," said Dilson.
Deems wondered again if she was even listening.
"More tangible?" he replied coolly. "Yes. What can we expect in return for our investment?"
Deems answered patiently. "This project will demonstrate the feasibility of robotic mining. As you may know, Senator, the asteroid belt may be an excellent source of all kinds of mineral wealth. If Diamond 1 performs well on Venus, probes like it would certainly be great assets in asteroid mineral recovery." "Considering it's called a diamond merely illustrates how much this all costs,"